Welcome to the Guild in Irene podcast. It is our mission to promote the amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We provide the opportunity to gain experience in radio communication theory, technology, and fellowship. This podcast has been created and produced by Thomas 60 Irene 749. Enjoy the podcast. Friendship Nets, Monday, 16th of April, 2018. Net Control, KD5DLJ and replacement for KB on UPC Bob. Enjoy the podcast.
Alrighty, well, good evening, everybody. It's 4 o'clock Central Daylight Time where I live. My name is Denny. My call sign is KD5 Delta Lima Juliet. KD5DLJ, and I'll be Net Control in place of Bob. Bob had some other engagements and some things he had to take care of, so he asked me if I would run the friendship net here this evening, and I'm very honored to do that. I have my screen full of panes here. I've got my Zello channel up and running so I can see who's here. Looks like a pretty good-sized crowd. We got quite a few over here on the TeamSpeak 3 side in the Guild QSO room, and I've got my net logger up in front of me, which really makes it handy for logging people coming into the net here. And just by way of news, for those that are short time, I don't want you to miss this, but we now have a new DMR talk group for the Digicom Cafe. Those of you that are DMR fans, and based on the questionnaire I have on our Digicom Cafe community portal, the bulk of people that are responding, and it's got to be over 70 now, the bulk of you are on DMR. So just so you know that, we have our own Digicom Cafe DMR talk group, and that is 31625. Write that down. Program that into your DMR radios. 626. 31626. Not 625. 626. And we invite you to participate in all the conversations we would have over there. We're going to use it for experimenting, and Charles and I were actually thinking about possibly doing a TechNet, DMR TechNet, maybe on a Thursday night. We'll let you know what we decide. I know there's lots of nets and lots of things to keep us all busy. And so for those of you that are mobile and short time, we'd like you guys to check in now, and we'll get things moving here so you can be on your way. So I'm going to start entering these in as you call. If you would give us your call sign phonetically, please, and slowly, I'll enter them in here. And also give your name and location. Of course, I'll see that on the screen right away, but for everybody else, they'd like to know where you're coming in from. So at this time, any short time or mobile check-ins, please call now.
This is November 8th. Yankee Quebec Juliet and 8YQJ Ralph stationary mobile short time. Short time.
60 IRN 749. 60 Indigo Romeo November 749. Thomas Christchurch, New Zealand, short time.
KD5DLG. Please check in, Kilo Echo 4, Tango Lima Charlie, Dion in Lugoff, South Carolina, and I'll be short time. Good evening.
This is 27, India Romeo November, 746, Graham, Clacton-on-Sea, short time.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27, India Romeo November, Julie from Clacton-on-Sea, United Kingdom, short time.
Alrighty, well, we've got five short time check-ins here. Of course, I can't enter you all in my my database here, my net logger. It doesn't come up with all your details. But I suppose I could add them later. That's no big deal. I got you written down instead. So let's take it from the top here and get you guys on your way here. We've got N6YQJ, or is it N8YQJ? Sorry about that, Ralph. That type is awfully small on that net logger, and I don't know how to get that bigger. Anyway, welcome, Ralph. Good evening. What have you got for us this evening?
Okay, Danny, very good. Let's say hello to you. Turn this company radio down for a second. We'll say hello to you, and we'll say hello to everybody into the net. Short time is because my rider should be out here any minute. And when he comes out, I got to board him, and then we leave. And once I start driving, I cannot transmit. But I can do all of the transmitting I want up until the time I get behind the wheel. So that's why I'm coming in here short time, because I am going to work quite late. So I might not get in another chance to do any transmitting. They asked me to work late. I can listen. I'll be listening to the rest of the net. And I like listening as much as I do talking. So if there is even not an opportunity where if you see my call sign on the screen and you wonder why I didn't check in, more than likely it's because I'm driving and can't. So, but the thought was there. Fortunately, I'm lucky enough to have this stop at the top of the hour, and it allowed me to be able to do just that, to check in. So very good. And I didn't write down that frequency. I'll have to write it down. You know, I know with those MD-380s, you can manually input a frequency or write right over top of another one, which will change back to the original frequency until the time I get John to program it in permanently for me. Yeah, I got to just learn to do that myself. I think I'm becoming a pain in John's side. Oh, we've been friends for many years, so I know that he doesn't mind. And it is not too inconvenient, because I go right by his house on a daily basis. So well, I have to get that put in. I think I've rattled on long enough. Everybody's out here short time, and I'm talking way too much, Denny. So let me get it back to you and pick up the rest of people that's on short time. Right after I say hello to my fellow Michiganders, which would be Roy. I like doing this because we try to drag in more and more people from our area. Roy at W8MRW, John N8LLC, and it's really terrible getting old. Oh, because I can't think of Milt's call sign, but we say hello to Milt. Denny, back to you. NHYQJ.
Okay, good to have you aboard, Ralph. And I have a solution for you. I've got a code plug that I put together. It's a very minimalist code plug. It's all in one zone. I have maybe seven or eight channels in it. I've got one for each of my hotspots, which are on different frequencies. I've got one for, let me turn it on, I'll just read the list here. Of course, with this MD-380 and the 380 tools, you can do so much with it very easily. So anyway, I've got two hotspots. I've got my All-Star repeater, and that's also Digicom Cafe node number 27619. I've got my All-Star Simplex machine, another channel. I've got our local DMR repeater, slot 1, and also slot 2 for the next channel. I've got a Simplex analog that's programmable, and a digital simplex that's programmable. And of course, then I've got two more programmable ones that I can use for other DMR machines if I move in a different area. But by using my MD-380 tools, the TIE tools, I just hit that bottom button below my push to talk, and it brings me right to the place where I just dial up whatever talk group I want to go to. So I don't have any talk groups programmed into my radio except the initial channel. And I'll have a main one that I use there ready to go. But anything else I can very quickly and easily program. So if you're interested, I might put that on the community page for maybe people to download, or maybe on our Facebook group. I think that would be very useful to a lot of the MD-380 users anyway. So anyway, and one more question before you run. Did you guys get any snow today? I was noticing from my family members and friends back in Minneapolis, unbelievable snowstorm. Richfield, which is a suburb in Minneapolis, had 27 plus inches. And where I came from in Fridley, it was over 20 inches. Unbelievable. What did you get up there in Michigan?
Okay, David, very good. Well, we've been getting a lot of rain. Right now it's a mixture between rain and sleet. So it's trying to snow. We got a lot of ice yesterday. Matter of fact, I took a tree down in my son's yard and took the telephone pole out. So I went over there and fired up the generator for his wife. And I told him, well, the good news is I got the generator up running for her. The bad news is I think you could be without power for a long time. Because they're going to cut you loose from the pole, from the power section, get everybody else back up and running, because they got to replace the pole before they get him up and running. So we've been getting a lot of ice as of yesterday, Denny. Today has just been kind of like a rainy, little bit of sleet here and there, but really it hasn't turned over to snow yet. But it's miserable. This is the type of weather that you get sick in. So long answer, I know that. No snow, but it's rain with a little bit of sleet mixed with it.
All righty. Well, I'm glad you dodged the bullet. I hate to tell y'all what kind of weather we've got down here in Arkansas, but I will anyway. It is crystal clear, sunny. It's in the 50s. This week, I think tomorrow's going up to 75. Oh, going to be beautiful. I think the wife and I are going on a hike again tomorrow. And then one day this week, we're going on a motorcycle ride. Anyway, we'll let you go, Ralph. Quit working so hard, will you? But it's always good to have you checking in here while you are. 7-3. Now we've got KE4TLC, Mr. Dion, Mr. Paul, it says in your entry here. It comes up Paul, but I know the D is for Dion. Mr. Dion here is responsible for my being here in the Guild. So thank you, Dion, so much for coming over to our breakfast club on Zello and introducing us to the Guild. You're an evangelist. Keep up the good work. Over to you, Dion.
Thanks, Dean. No problem there. Yeah, I just had to, you know, let you know that, you know, you're welcome to come in and join us. But anyway, don't have a whole lot going on. Just getting ready to do a little bit of weed eating. I come home today and my daughter was cutting grass. So, but she didn't weed eat. So I got to finish up the weed eating. So that's what I'm up to. I just wanted to check in before I get going. I'll turn it back to you, Denny. Thank you for being there, KE4TLC.
Roger. Thank you for being there. In fact, you know, I was going to start out with a question here for everybody tonight. I think I'll go ahead and do it, and I'll go back to let Ralph answer, too. The question is, what does the Guild mean to you? You know, we've got this new program. Some of you were at the Breakfast Club and saw us launch our new marketing campaign. And we've got hashtag Build the Guild. And it's got the asterisk at the end of it. And you know what asterisk stands for if you're doing some reading. Asterisk is marking a comment that has more reference to it at the bottom of the page. And there's nothing after this asterisk. That's because the asterisk is you. What do you think the Guild means to you? And that's what we want you all to begin sharing with other people, talking about being an evangelist. You know, telling people what the Guild means to you. So let me back up the top two here. Seeing as I'm still talking to you there, Deanne, why don't you comment on that? What does the Guild mean to you?
Well, one thing is like a big family. Everybody's, you know, how's it go? Everybody wants to know your name or something like that. Everybody knows your name. And, yeah, it feels like a good family environment. And enjoy talking to everybody. Everybody's nice and polite, and everybody helps each other. So that's what I think about it. I'll turn it back to you, KE4TLC.
Okay, thank you, Dion. How about you, Rich? Have you been picked up yet? Have you got time to just very shortly share what the Guild means to you? You've been in this a long time. Well, I think he must have gotten picked up by his ride. So let's move on down the list. We got Thomas, who's busy recording, and I know he loves the Guild. He's just always talking about how much he loves the Guild and how happy he is being able to serve and help us out. So, Thomas, I'm actually going to use your call sign, 60 IRN. I think it's 490, maybe it's 470. You'll have to straighten me out on that. I don't pay much attention to those things. I know your name, and I'm starting to know your heart. So over to you. What does the Guild mean to you, and thank you for being here.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Thomas, 60 IRN, 749. I'm sorry for the noise, if you hear any noise. I'm currently mobile. But I would like to say a big thank you to everybody for your help and support. The Guild is my heart and place. What the Guild means to me, it means a place where people can come in for fellowship and learning of radio and discovering things that they never discovered before and learning new technologies and new people out there. The Guild is good. For those who do not know, as Denny just mentioned there, on the Cluster Facebook page, Facebook group, and on the Digicom Cafe, I'll be posting up the podcasts for the Nets. So now I'm recording all the Nets. I'm now recording the Friendship Net, Coffee Net, and of course the Digicom Cafe Net as well, which is going to be awesome. And our Nets are going to be all right around the world on the internet, so no matter where you are, you can check it out anytime. That would be pretty cool. And I'm pleased to announce that I'm part of one of the team now on the Guild and the IRN. I'm part of the marketing team with along with Danny and Slim. So I'm very pleased to be here and help you guys out in the Guild and the IRN. And it's a pleasure to be here. Alrighty, thank you so much for the awesome net there, Danny. You're doing an awesome job. And I bet Bob, KB1UPC, Bob will be very pleased in what you're doing. Alrighty, I'll pass it back to Net Control. 60IRN 749 to KD5DLJ. Thank you, Danny.
Alright, thank you very much, Thomas, and we do appreciate all you're doing for us, and I'm thrilled to have you as part of our marketing team. So keep up the good work. I'll look forward to hearing the job you do on this net tonight. Then I can critique myself. Okay, we've got Julie out there, and sorry, Julie, I didn't get your IRN call. If you want to give that to us, please. And also tell us what the Guild means to you. This is Net Control, KD5DLJ. Denny.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27 India Romeo November 797 Julie. Hope you're all okay.
Okay, Julie, we got that. And we got 27 IRN 707. So how long have you been in the Guild and what does the Guild mean to you?
Yeah, Danny, I'll come back because Julie's busy doing my eyes at the moment. It's 27 IRN 797. This is 27 IRN 746, Graham from Clacton-on-Sea. Well, Guild to me is all the friends I've made since I've been on here, which I speak to every day with my illness. It helps keep me brain active, and I've made loads of friends on here, and I have a good laugh with the loads of them as well. So that's what it means to me, friendship, and a good bunch of friends and family. Weather today in sunny Clacton-on-Sea, it's been nice and sunny today. That's but it makes a change. It would be when the children have gone back to school, but then the sun comes out. And I've talked to a few people on here this morning, and they've been having rain and that, so perhaps that will disappear soon, or at least it's better than slow. From 27 IRN 746.
All righty, well, thank you, Graham. I've got you guys down now, 27 IRN 746 and 27 IRN 797. I stand corrected. Thank you guys for both being here, and we think about you often when we hear you on here, too, knowing that you're struggling with your Alzheimer's, and how nice to have a wonderful help meet there by your side, and have all of us friends out here, too, to talk to and to occupy your day, too. And I know you do a lot of work moderating channels, and we all appreciate that very much, too. So thank you both for being here. Okay, any more short time or mobile stations would like to check in now, please call with your call sign, phonetically, slowly, and your name and QTH, please.
Whiskey Bravo to Mike Lima Yankee.
Okay, we've got WB2 Mike Lima Yankee. I think I got that right. Go ahead, Raymond. Welcome. And what does the Guild mean to you?
Yeah, this is WB2 MLY, Whiskey Bravo to Mike. The Guild really doesn't mean a lot to me right now. It's my first transmission on the Guild, so. So we're just exploring and getting used to it. So hopefully in time it will mean more. I'm glad that it's working, that you're hearing me. It is. It's pretty hard to. There's a lot of configuration in it. I appreciate the help that Bob gave me yesterday in getting approved and everything. But I think that whole process of the approval and all that could be a little more less complicated, shall we say? I guess that's where I would move in terms of that. But anyway, I'll be listening here. WB2MLY. Name is Ray, and we're in Northern New York.
Okay, Ray. Well, thank you for exploring us. And obviously, you are a member. I see you over on the IRN side. And yes, I would agree with you that it is a bit complicated to get in. Some of it is because of using a couple of different platforms for becoming a member and then using this application, the TeamSpeak, and getting that set up. And also, part of the reason behind it is for security. The leadership wants to make this IRN network a safe place for people to participate in. And so there's a vetting process that obviously you understand needs to happen so that people can be given permissions to go on certain talk groups. There's a lot of people here that you've already heard here this evening that aren't licensed amateurs, but they do have a ID from the IRN. And they're not allowed to use many of the channels that are cross-linked to RF. So all these things have to be vetted and properly set up in that time. And after all, it is a hobby. It's a corporation, but it's a corporation of volunteers. It's a nonprofit, and everybody that works here for the IRN, for the guild, donate their time. So like myself, marketing director, and Salim and Thomas and the guys who monitor these channels, Bob and John and so many others that do so much. It's all volunteer time, and so sometimes it takes a little time to get in, but you know what, sometimes that weeds out the riffraff too. So when you're here, you're going to have a good experience. You're going to meet good people that will treat you right and take care of you. So we're glad to have you on board, and we hope that your experience with the IRN and with the guild will be as good as we've all had. I'm pretty sure it will. But thanks for joining us, and thanks for joining the Guild. And we'll look forward to hearing from you further on down the road. We'll ask you again what the Guild means to you, and I'm sure you'll have something more to say from real experience. So have a great week and a great weekend. All right, let's see. How about some more short-timers or mobile who'd like to join the Monday night Friendship Net? Please identify with your call sign phonetically, slowly, and with your name and QTH.
Whiskey 3 Sierra Alpha X-Ray, Doug in Western Pennsylvania.
All right, Doug, welcome. W3SAX, and when I see that call sign, it brings me back to my childhood. I was a tenor sax player in the high school band and had to lug that heavy instrument around to school and back often, and I didn't like it. Anyway, I know that's got nothing to do with you, but that's what came to my mind. Anyway, welcome, Doug. What do you feel about the Guild? What does it mean to you? Or maybe you're a new member here, too.
Yeah, I'm a new member here, too. I've been kind of lurking around for the last, a couple weeks here. And kind of came out of an interest in network radio, and I got started with Zello here about several months ago in the fall when I was using it at work. And I am a saxophone player too, so I sympathize. I know how you feel. But we use it at work. I'm a high school band director. We use it to keep in touch with our staff members, and actually ends up working a lot better than radio does for us, because we just had Simplex VHF radios that we often lost contact with. So Zello worked out really great for us, and through that and some more exploring, I kind of discovered the IRN here. So it's been a lot of fun for me to get in here and hear people across the globe as we do in ham radio, but just to do it in a different medium, I guess. It's still radio to me, still communicating. So I've really been enjoying it and listening in and kind of being along for the ride. So I'll send it back to you, W3SAX.
Great call, Doug. I love it. W3SAX. Wonderful. Well, glad to have you aboard. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. I don't know if you've become a member of our Digicom Cafe community portal, but you might want to do that. It's a place where we get to know each other more intimately, and we can post all kinds of things about what we're doing in the hobby, videos, photos, ask questions. We've got a myriad of topics, different digital communications topics that you can subscribe to and follow the dialogue. We're going to be bringing in some key people in the industry, too, trying to bring in some of the guys from some of the podcasts that are out there, some of the manufacturers of the hotspots and hardware, software, and we'll be featuring some of them, too, on our Digicom Cafe Breakfast Club, where people can come and listen to them present and then ask questions about things, too. So you'll keep up with all that over on our Digicom Cafe Facebook page and our community portal. Just look up digicomcafe.mn.co. That's digicomcafe.mn.co, Charlie Oscar. And go ahead and join that group. There's already over 200 of us there. Hope you'll find that helpful. All right, any more short timers or mobile that would like to check in here quickly before you have to shut down? Just call again with your call sign, phonetically, slowly, with your name and location, please. Okay, well, the rest of you guys that come in early, have a good evening. Thank you for checking in, taking the time to share your thoughts with us. We look forward to getting to know you more intimately at some of our other nets. We also have one on Wednesdays. That's a coffee net. Also starts at the same time. And then Friday, we have the RF net. That's the fellowship net that John runs. So make sure you check in there. You can check in on All-Star. You could check in on Echolink. You could also check in on DMR. It's a cross-linked RF net for licensed amateurs only, but a great place of fellowship. So if you have time, check those out too. But thanks for joining us this evening early on, and hope you have a great evening. All right, this time let's take in any general check-ins that will be here throughout the evening as long as this net lasts. Again, call with your call sign phonetically, slowly, and with your name and call sign, please.
Hello, Delta 5, Delta Lima Juliet, 8, Whiskey Alpha Romeo 381. Chris, on the sand pile. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon to other members on the channel. Back to you, Net Control.
Thank you, Chris. And that's a different call sign from a previous organization, I believe. I see some of that. I know Celine's got that too. 8WAR381. Chris, good to have you aboard tonight. You're very eloquent, and I love hearing your voice. Tell us, you've been here from the very beginning. What does the Guild mean to you?
Well, Danny, my friend, as you mentioned, I was here, or is here, from almost the beginning, back on Zello when we started it, or when it was run by another gentleman, Martin was his name, a UK gentleman. Then our present president took the reins, and from there it was all straight to the finish line. We ain't get there yet. But it is in sight. That being said, from Zello, I was also a member of the very first TeamSpeak that Jason set up. Yes, sir. And about three, almost 4 years ago. I've been here since then. In terms of what it means, it's like a family channel, which it is. But in terms of personalities, I have met a lot of folks radio-wise that I have not met on the CB, which I'm also into. Folks like Richard W4JX, he was the first gentleman I used to speak to on the first TeamSpeak. And then followed by Mr. Bob. Bobby get to find out jokingly that he was my other brother from another mother, so to speak. And then comes the maestro. And that would be November 8th, Long-Legged Charlie, up there in Michigan. Sorry about that, John. You know, I had to do that. Yeah, and several other folks that I have gotten to know, including Mr. Ralph, NHYQJ, Mr. Roy, W8MRW, a couple of other fellas that this old 75-year-old brain can't call up to the plate right away, but I know who it is. And along the lines, Danny, to be truthful, it is, and it still be, a lot of fun for me coming here. The little camaraderie and a little fun back and forth, it sort of put a spice in this retired boy, old boy's day, so to speak. And I done broke my record for being long with it. Back to you, Net Control 8. WAR 381.
Well, it's a privilege to know you, Chris. Being as I'm new here, a lot of you are still kind of strangers to me. So the more I get involved, the more I get to know you and appreciate you and all you have been through and all that you're contributing to the Guild. So thank you for those good words, and glad you're here this evening. Any more general check-ins, please call now. This is KD5DLJ Net Control.
This is Whiskey 8, Mike Romeo Whiskey, Roy in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit.
Roy, you're the man I needed to talk to a while back. I think I covered your request, though. Anyway, I hear so many good things about you. We missed you at the Breakfast Club, but Jason said so many wonderful things about you. So we all know you pretty well. Even though I've not really had a chance to talk to you much, I think I got a good sense of where your heart's at. Anyway, I know you're behind the Guild in a lot of ways, and I'm sure you're doing it because the Guild does mean a lot to you. Maybe people haven't heard them described out of your mouth yet, but we'll give you a chance right now. What does the Guild mean to you, and why are you doing what you do?
Thank you, Denny, and good evening to you and everybody out there on the Guild Friendship Net. As I mentioned, Roy here in Sterling Heights, Michigan, W8MRW, using my call sign too frequently already. Well, I'll tell you, been with the Guild for quite a while, even the predecessor organization, and think some of the exciting things going on. I got to mention Jason's leadership, W4JMF, and Wayne, G7OKI. Our president and vice president. They've really taken the Guild into a great new direction. And I think it's evidenced by, the rapid increase in membership. Now, that may plateau off for a while because it's been like a parabolic growth here recently. But and some of the new folks coming in, such as yourself, coming in as our marketing director, you're injecting a lot of enthusiasm into the Guild. And I got to mention Jeff, too, and all the work and service he's given us at KC8QCH on the All-Star side. I've been very, very beneficial. Well, there's a lot of people you could mention. Some of our board members, we mentioned John, and we mentioned Bob, and the contributions that those guys make. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We talk about Ralph. He's the one I think that got John introduced to the Guild, and I think I probably recruited Ralph, so to speak. Not a heavy arm twist, just mentioned it to him, and he got interested. That kind of thing going on, you know? And so as a result, you do meet a lot of new people. I know in the early days, the guy I met right away was Rich, W4GXA, good guy, and good member of the Guild. So just a lot of things like that, not only the camaraderie, but people sharing what they know. And it's sort of, how do you say, rubs off on you. Good experience. Now, let me drop for a second. WMRW returning. I was just going to mention, you were asking, Denny, about what's the weather here in Southeast Michigan, Metro Detroit. Well, and it's not raining here. I don't, well, wait a minute. Pavement might be getting a little wet. I can't tell, to be honest with you. I was out earlier about, I don't know, 3 hours ago. And it's been overcast all day. But the rains that we had were heavier yesterday with the ice than they were on Saturday. We might get a little bit of snow tonight, but I don't think it's going to accumulate to anything. It's taking a long time to warm back up. But we won't go into a diatribe about the weather. Just want to make mention that there is a second round. I'll tell you folks tonight about the General Motors Amateur Radio Club Monday Night Information Net, which will be on at 8 p.m. That would be, let's see, it's 5:40 here right now. That would be 2 hours and 40 minutes from now. But for right now there, Denny, let's get back to you. KD5BLJ, W8MRW, back to net.
Well, thank you, Roy. Love hearing your heart, too. Wish we could have had it on the recorded net Saturday. But I'm sure it would echo much of what Jason and Wayne and others have said, too. So appreciate you for all you do and proud to be part of the team. Okay, any more general check-ins, please call now. This is KD5DLJ. Denny, your net control.
KD5DLJ. John, Lansing, Michigan.
Well, we got all the board members here. Hey, John, did you get your All-Star IAX situation figured out? Did you get that working since our conversation?
No, not yet. I got to be very careful getting into there because if I screw it up, it's going to sever the link to the Alabama network, and I don't want to do that. But I am going to
slowly work my way into
understanding this and get it all down. Well, this week's going to be probably rather problematic because Wednesday starts the madhouse when I got people traipsing in here to do all kinds of stuff and leading up to getting the furnace and air conditioning installed. So, but anyway, we will get there. You pointed me in some directions, and we will continue on that learning curve and get it figured out. But nonetheless, I just want to say good evening to my fellow Michiganders. That will be W8MRW. Roy, my next door neighbor there, NAYQJ, and yes, I'm here. It's Ralph's fault. If you have a problem with that, let me know. I'll tell you where to find Ralph. And let's see, K9FON, Milt, is also here in Michigan. So, though I don't know if he's listening or not. So what the Guild means to me is friendship and fellowship, primarily. Lots of great people, lots of people fun to talk to, made a lot of what I consider very good friends, and am continuing to do so. So it's a fantastic system, it's a fantastic setup, and it's a bunch of fantastic people. So I can answer that question before you ask.
User joined your channel.
So anyway, other than that, not a whole lot to add, just chilling out, relaxing, and reading my news and techie stuff before my day winds down. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Denny, I wish to thank you for handling the net there for Uncle Bob, and I know for a fact he appreciates it very much. He had to go see have some stuff done there, and hopefully that turns out all 100% copacetic. So thank you very much for handling the net there. All right, I'll turn it back over to you, N8LLC.
All right, John, thank you for being here, too, and for the kind words and for what you shared about what the Guild means to you. And you guys got a real click up there in Michigan, I'll tell you. Next-door neighbors, even. My goodness. I can't get anybody down here in my neighborhood interested, except for a mesh network that we've got and we use for
VoIP telephone service amongst us using Wi-Fi, 2.5 gigahertz Wi-Fi off the net. And we've got, well, maybe five or six people that are online with that. And I'm looking forward to getting into the Ham Shack hotline. We're going to be hearing more about that. We're already talking about that in our staff chat channel here. Jason, our president, is on. A couple of us, Jay and myself, are hoping to get on here soon, and we'll use it for VoIP communications, which is right in line with what we're doing here at the IRN and the Guild. It's all about communications. We support the hobby of amateur radio, but we support everybody else who's just learning about it and showing interest in it. So everybody's welcome here at the Guild. We're not better than anybody else, and those of us that are licensed amateurs are more than willing to help those of you that aren't get into the game and answer any questions you might have. So I know John and some of these guys that have already been checking in here are very good at helping people. And you think, you know, with a membership of 1,500, why do we have so few here in the IRN? I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to figure that out, trying to find ways to make everybody feel comfortable and welcome here in our unique friendship and fellowship that we have here in the IRN and Zello and the Guild. So if you're listening in and just kind of wondering, please don't be shy. Step in, introduce yourself, ask for help. People are more than happy to help you. You're not being a bother at all. Any more general check-ins, please call now. Right.
Kilo 4, Sierra Quebec, India, K4SQI.
Okay, Stephen, K4SQI. I've seen that call before. Seems to me we may have been conversing here lately. Maybe that's where I've seen it. You're probably a member of the Digicom Cafe community portal. I'm not sure. But maybe you're an old-timer here. Maybe you're a new one. I don't think I know that yet. I'm still new. Anyway, over to you, Stephen. What does the Guild mean to you? Or if you're brand new to it, not sure what to think, how did you get here? K4SQI, KD5DLJ. The mic is yours.
Well, good afternoon, Denny and everybody. This is Steve, K4SQI, here in Winston-Salem. You know, I've been a member for like a year now, and the reason I joined the Guild was because it primarily got me interested in All-Star. And then, like, you know, I started talking to, I've talked to several, quite a few people on here and had a good time, like talking with you. And I enjoy the cross-platform, the multi-mode connection. I think that's what, you know, the radio, the community should be about. But real quick, John, if you need help with your All-Star with the IIX stuff, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to help you get it working. I helped Doug set his up on the Alabama link. And Denny, I need to get with you about a couple YSF reflectors later. With that, I hope everyone has a good week. K4SQI.
All right. Thanks, Steve. There you go, John. People are coming out of the woodwork to help you out. I'd be glad to do it, too. Team View in there and help you with your IAX file. But I think Steven's probably got it up on me. It sounds like he's a bit more experienced. And Steven, I'd be glad to talk to you about that. I'm very green when it comes to Fusion and what you're talking about there. I am using my DMR radio with my open spot to do the cross mode from DMR into Fusion. I've had a few conversations. It's kind of interesting over there on the Texas Nexus channel or room. Everybody's got different ways of describing these things. Talk groups, rooms, channels, whatever. It's fascinating, and I love it all. I'm learning a ton. I've come a long way in 2 years, and I've had a lot of help, too, so I know what it is to ask for help. Thanks for being here, Stephen, and hope to hear you more regularly. Anyone else wanting to check in, any general check-ins for the Monday Night Friendship Net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Delta 6 Romeo Sierra Oscar, Ajo, Arizona, Larry.
Well, good afternoon there, Larry. KD6 RSO in Arizona. Is it hot out there? We all could use some of that heat if it is. It's been a very chilly spring, and we'll turn it over to you. Tell us what you think of the Guild. What does it mean to you? Or if you're new, how did you get here? Over to you, Mike, or Larry, the microphone is yours.
Okay, try it again here if I'm coming through. Currently 94 degrees, high winds today, 20 miles per hour. Looks like a spaghetti western, but no tumbleweeds. I joined the Guild back in November, and what brought me my interest was the video on the network radios, and I thought that was cool. So once I signed up with the TeamSpeak and so forth, it's been pretty interesting. I like to listen, and I just got into DMR, but I don't have a hotspot yet, and our closest digital repeater is 90 miles away. So I like to hear that good things are happening with the young people in here trying to get their licenses. That's really great stuff. So back to you, Denny, KD6RSO.
Well, Larry, welcome. So glad you're here. And if you need any advice on hotspots, I can tell you from experience which ones work best for me and what situation. I've got three of them here, pretty active on DMR, D-Star, All-Star. I haven't gotten into Fusion a whole lot yet, but I'm planning on taking that one on next year, and I think Stephen could help me out with that. I don't know, which radio have you got? Which DMR radio are you using?
I have the dual band Radiodity GD77. So it's a pretty new radio, but it seems to be pretty good. I think it's going to be okay once I'm, you know, get things programmed. I have a local repeater in, but they say it's closed. So until I get a hotspot, I'm not really going to communicate too much until I get up by Phoenix.
Okay, well, I have not seen, I mean, I've seen pictures of the Radiodity. I've never held one. It looks like a pretty beefy radio. I don't know much about the programming of it. If the guys that are working on all that firmware hacking stuff, if Ty has done anything for that one or not. But when you get your hotspot, or if you get near a repeater, I want to invite you to join us on our new Digicom Cafe DMR channel. That's 31626, 31626. And it'll just be kind of a hangout for experimenting. We might do a TechNet. The Guild also has their other one, which is, the DMR one is 31674. 31674 is the Guild DMR channel. They have a lot of nets that they bring into it from Dewdrop In and other places. So when you do decide on a hotspot, there's a good place, a couple of good places you could be and maintain the friendships that you have made or are making here in the Guild. So welcome. I'm sure glad to hear from you. And maybe if you have not yet, check into the Digicom Cafe community portal and participate in the conversations there. Ask questions about hotspots or whatever. There's a lot of people there that could give recommendations too. Anyway, have a good evening. Thanks for being here. Any more check-ins for the Monday Night Friendship Net? Please call Net Control now. My name is Denny. Call sign KD5DLJ.
Rig Net Control, 11IRN610, Sean, Trinidad and Tobago, checking in.
Sean, welcome. Here is the Net Control for the Coffee Net on Wednesday evenings. And I'm sure he's got some heartfelt thoughts about the Guild, don't you, Sean? Go ahead and tell us about your experience and what the Guild means to you.
Net Control, 11IRN610. All right. You beat me to it. I think that was part of my question for Wednesday coming. So I guess you jumped the gun there on me. I have to change around the structure of my question for next, for Wednesday. No problem. I've been on the Guild here for about 2 years or more, I think that the Guild has been. Prior to that, we were on the other side with most of the guys. So I've been on the on Zello for probably the past 4 years or so, and what we have learned is a lot, again, from the members of the Guild and from even prior to that, is that it's a beautiful place to be. It is an area where as you can receive a lot of information that can help you in development, especially one who wishes to be a licensed operator. And folks here are very friendly, beautiful to talk to, always helpful in any manner, so that once you have an issue, there's always somebody that is willing and able and can go full distance in ensuring, of course, they help you with your challenges. So that is one of the things that I have picked up here and appreciate very much. I think we have developed a close relationship, as we call this one, the family channel. And even, again, prior to the change of name, we had this sort of development that we could have worked with. And we appreciate each and every one. And even as the new ones continue to come on board, we appreciate the fact that there's always an extended hand to help everybody. And pause for a minute. Roger, 11RN61, you're returning. Yep, so that we have always enjoyed the members here coming on, listening to them from time to time. I'm not always on as they are. I would really love to. But in my office, when I'm sitting there and they're on, there are a couple of persons who share a lot of information, and we appreciate the fact that they do so. So it is, again, a helpful channel. It is a one that if you look around the other bands, I've done so, check different channels and different organization, and this is the place to be. With that, Net Control, we pass it back to you, Trinidad and Tobago today. Beautiful place to be. Lovely weather conditioned and lovely long day at work, but I'm back home enjoying the afternoon. Nice to be on this one. 11RN 610, pass my back to you, sir.
All right, Sharon, well, thank you for checking in tonight, and I'll bet it's a lot warmer down where you live. Poor guys up there in Minnesota where I come from, they're so sick of snow. As I said earlier, one area in Minneapolis had 27 inches of snow in the last couple of days. And it's not melting anytime too soon. And we have to go up there this week. We're leaving Friday to go up and visit our kids in northeast Iowa and then up into Minneapolis to see our other kids. And I don't think the snow is going to be gone by the time we get there. Not looking forward to that. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Sharon. And everybody will look forward to your net on Wednesday night. Here, same place, same bat channel. Thanks for all you do. Any more check-ins, general check-ins for the Monday night Friendship Net, please call now. Well, I'm not sure how many people generally check into these nets, if I should wait longer for more people that are just too shy to jump in, or is this it's about the time you go for round two? Maybe we'll go for round two and then throw it open for some more check-ins later. Let's go back up to, I think the short timers ended with Douglas, I think. Let's go one more just to make sure. WB2MLY, Ray, you're still here? Do you have any more comments for the net this evening? Okay, you must have moved on. How about Douglas, W3SAX, any more comments for the net this evening? Chris, 8WAR381. Chris, any more comments for the net?
Chris, out any? Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night. Once again, members, what I will do for you, Denny, just run a short WX around the Bikini State. At present, 75 degrees and clear, sunny. Sun is still bright, real bright. In other words, I'll put it this way. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I didn't do nothing much today. Can't answer that right now. Run up by my daughter. My daughter's getting married in the next 2 weeks or so. So they got me busy running here, there, and everywhere like a chicken lost his neck. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Denny. 8WAR381.
All right, Chris. Rub it in. We'll get there. I think tomorrow's supposed to be 75 here. It'll be pretty. No bikinis around here, though. This is mountain country. Well, not really mountains. Those of you have ever been to Arkansas know that these aren't mountains, not like out west. Actually, this whole area is nothing but a plateau where the valleys were washed away by creeks and rivers. And the saying is here, it's not that the mountains are so high, it's just the valleys are so deep. But it's very, very beautiful, and we love riding motorcycle around here. And I know several of the board members and staff are motorcyclers too, and I just wish we were all closer together. We could have a guild ride. That would be cool.
All right. Well, thanks for making us feel jealous. Appreciate you there, Chris. All right, Roy, W8MRW, have you got anything you'd like to share with us about the upcoming World Radio Day and where the Guild fits in? Over to you. You've got the mic.
Well, thank you, Denny, and hello to you again and everybody out there on the net. Roy back with you from Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit, W8MRW. Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me about World Amateur Radio Day. How could I forget? I've posted, and by the way, I got a grandfather clock here banging in the background here. But I posted on the IRN, the Facebook group page, the details about at least a link to the details concerning World Amateur Radio Day. So I'll try and give you the short version here. Our gateway, if you will, our pipeline to the participation is through the World Conference server. At least that's where it originates. And W2JLD, John in Rochester, New York, has been the main organizer of our participation in World Amateur Radio Day via the World Radio Network Net on at the daytime. And it'll start at 12 noon Eastern Time Wednesday. April 18th is the day. And the net will just sort of elongate itself all the way to 8 p.m., whereby it dovetails in with the World of Friendship Net, Sister Net, also on the Echolink World Conference server, IRLP 9251 Western Reflector. And we're only going to have the net control stations on there for about 12 hours, taking in about two-hour shifts. So all you licensed radio amateurs out there, check in. You might even have the possibility to get multiple QSL cards by checking in at different nets. I haven't tried that in times past, but give it a go. I think you'll like it. So that's April 18th. Maybe I should repost it again to the Guild IRN page there on Facebook just to let everybody know, giving you the details of who the net controls are and so forth. The link that I mentioned that I'm getting it from is from the World Friendship Nets and the World Radio Network's website at www.bearit.com. That's B-E-A-R. That's Bravo Echo Alpha Romeo Dash India Tango.com. And go there, look under WRN or WFN, and it'll take you right there to World Amateur Radio Day. Let me pause for reset. And remember, folks, that is Wednesday. That's 2 days from now, starting at 12 noon Eastern Time over there on the World Conference server. Now, the Guild's participation is right in there because one of the participating conference servers is the Do Drop In conference server, and the Guild pretty much always is connected to the Do Drop In conference server. So we're going to be right in there. Okay, with Do Drop In and some other conference servers as well. There's going to be a lot of connections there, so listen to the net control as they tell you know, how to do your transmissions, because when you key up, you're going to have a whole bunch of things keying up, all right? So it'll be a lot of fun. I also wanted to mention something else, and that's tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And that's a little bit less than 2 hours from right now. Local time here is about 6:05. And tonight is the General Motors Amateur Radio Club Monday Night Information Net, which is on the air every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we connect up the Guild conference server on that, the Echolink Guild conference server. We connect it up to the GM repeater, General Motors Amateur Radio Club repeater Echolink connection. And by the way, we use All-Star to All-Star connections, and Jeff has helped me out a lot on that. In fact, it was because of him that I've been able to do it. So tonight, yeah, if you could check in with us on the GM Amateur Radio Club Monday Night Information Net, be glad to hear from you guys. I know the guys local talking into the GM repeater at the Renaissance Center at the Detroit River waterfront like the expansive, if you will, camaraderie. And we have a lot of fun on that net. Tonight's net control, KCHMJ. That's Rich from Sterling Heights, Michigan, and one of our club members. By the way, we have a few of the club members at the General Motors Amateur Radio Club who have joined the guild, including our president, W1BIC, Scott. He joined the guild. We have a few other guys that have done so as well. Well, I've babbled on long enough. But thank you so much, Denny, for hosting the net. And we really do appreciate you as our new marketing director as well. So everybody, be listening out. KD5GDLJ, WA8MRW, back to net control.
All right, thank you, Roy. And I put up a couple of links on the TeamSpeak chat box for the Guild QSO and Nets. One of them is from QRZ Now, and one is from the article I posted in Digicom Cafe. Those of you there on the IRN side can get a hold of that and just click on the links and it'll inform you more in more detail. Thanks for sharing that though, Roy, and thank you again for all you do. All right, John, do you have anything you'd like to share preparing us for Friday's net? You're not really into topical things, but sometimes you ask a question that, do you want them to be thinking ahead of time of what you might have for them Friday? Over to you, John, N8LLC, KD5DLJ.
KD5DLJ, Net Control, N8LLC. No, not at this time. I've got Bob on standby for net control duties because depending on what happens with the install, it may be too noisy for me around here to do the net. So I'm not even sure I'm going to manage to be net control. We'll have to, it's going to be a, you know, kind of a last minute thing, whether I can do it or whether Bob could do it. So at this time, I have to answer, not really. But I probably should be thinking of something. I need to throw something out there to mix it up a little bit, shall we say. So I'll have to ponder on that. And being it's only accessible by amateurs except for listening. Then again, you know, we could always do a poll and have them have people post something up on clusters in the way of an answer. Well, now you got me thinking there, Denny. I'll have to ponder this a bit. Anyway, with that, everybody have a wonderful, safe evening and a good day tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll catch a bunch of you, down the road a little bit. And NLLC, back to net.
All right, John. Well, now you've got us wondering. You got us hanging here. We're going to have to check in. Unfortunately, I won't be able to, as I will be out of town. But the rest of you will have to check up on John, see if he comes up with something real creative here. Thanks, John. 7-3, you have a good evening, and I hope you keep feeling better. And hope the racket and the noise and the clutter in your house during this install doesn't wear you down. It'll be over soon. 7-3, my friend. K4SQI, Stephen, any last comments for the net before we close her down this evening? The microphone is yours.
Just to check your email, Denny, I sent you and Jason an email, and John, I also sent you an email as well. So if you need some assistance there, please feel free to reach out to me. Hope everyone has a great week. K4SQI.
Awesome. Thank you for stepping up. Appreciate it. Just got it here, so just looking at it. I'll take a look at more in more detail when we're done here. But thanks for being here and being part of the guild there, Stephen. Appreciate you. K4SQL. KD5DLJ, net control for the Monday night friendship net in substitute for Brother Bob or Uncle Bob. I hope he's doing well, and I'm sure you'll have him back again next Monday evening. Larry, KD6RSO, any final comments, any 73 comments for the net? Larry may have checked out, but we're so glad that he was here. And we got Sean is... preparing to handle the coffee net on Wednesday, but I stole his thunder. I am so sorry, Sean. We should have touched base ahead of time. I should have gotten your permission. Well, you could always repeat it. You might have a different following here than Brother Bob does or Uncle Bob. It doesn't mean you can't do it. Maybe just rephrase it a little differently. But you want to give us a hint as to what maybe the question might be for your net on Wednesday evening? 11IRN 610 KD5DLJ.
Roger, that Danny, 11IRN 610 written in. Well, as I said, more or less, I will pop a next question. There's always a lot that we have here. Let me see if I can look at the question that I had. It took along the same line, but my question was right. Let me make sure I have it correctly. Right, sorry about that. So my question that I had for Wednesday was, what is your honest opinion? Matter of fact, it's a three phrase. What is your honest opinion about the guild? And have you ever invited anyone to the guild? And the other part was it really and truly as to what else can be done to promote the amateur radio hobby. Is that rephrase something? But no problem. We'll do something different. I think your question today was around the same line there. So we wouldn't. You look for the next question. You over?
That was it. And very interesting. You're very thoughtful in your choice of questions and things. I've listened to a couple of them, and you do a good job pulling information out of folks. You're a great net control operator, and we all appreciate what you do too for the guild. But we all ought to be thinking about that very, very question. What can we do to help promote amateur radio and promote the guild, which is in line with the same thing? We want to promote the hobby, and we provide a very unique opportunity for folks to dip their toes in the water, so to speak, without a license, and rub shoulders with licensed hams, and join in the conversation like they were hams, and learn. And even sometimes the non-licensed folks here have as much knowledge or more than even those that are licensed. So we appreciate everybody that's a part of the guild and that's helping out. And you know, just like now getting this email, it's offering services. We just want to thank. I thank Stephen for that and making himself available to assist and help the rest of the folks here. So that's wonderful. I know I've really enjoyed the push and the emphasis here, the vision, the mission, and I love all the different ways that we can participate. You know, through Zello or through TeamSpeak or online in the community or actually on the radios and B-Star and DMR and All-Star and Echolink. I love it. This is really where I've been looking to find home, and I'm glad to be able to help out. We encourage you to do things to help promote the guild. Our campaign slogan is Build a Guild, and you'll hear us from time to time greeting one another or saying goodbye to one another with BG Bro. That's the hashtag that we're using too. Hashtag Build the Guild, hashtag Digicom Cafe, hashtag the Guild. Those things can be used in all matter of social media, and that way other people can find everything that's being said. For example, Roy was talking about the World Amateur Radio Day. If you want to find out all that's being said about that topic, you can go on Twitter, or you could probably even Google it, and type in that particular, let me see if I can find it here, get it word for word exactly, hashtag World Amateur Radio Day, all one word, capitalize each letter, but no spaces, just hashtag, that's the number sign, World Amateur Radio Day, all one word. Put that in Instagram, put that in Twitter, put it on Facebook, and it will pull up all the different things that are being said about that topic. Very powerful tool. We recommend you use those in any postings that you make in your social media relevant to the Guild and the IRN, Digicom Cafe, any activities. Put several hashtags right in the middle of a sentence. Like if you use the Guild in a sentence, put a hashtag in front of it, the Guild, one word. Put a hashtag in front of Digicom Cafe. That way other people could quickly find out what's going on around them, what other people are saying. If you're interested in a particular topic of digital communications, hashtag DMR, hashtag DSTAR, hashtag All-Star Link, hashtag code plugs, you know, anything you want. Put that in your search box in your Facebook search or in your Twitter search or Google search or even in our community portal, digicomcafe.mn.co, and you'll pull up instantly all things that have been posted or shared with that hashtag in the body copy or the title anywhere. Very powerful search tool. And I may not be telling any of you guys anything new, but just in case there's someone out there that's not familiar with that, those are great tools to help us build the Guild. And we just want to thank you in advance for your passion and your love of the hobby and for your faithfulness to the Guild and our mission. We're all in this together. And if we don't help each other accomplish it, it's not going to go very far. It takes enthusiasm and commitment, and it takes something that's worthwhile. That's why we keep bringing this back to, what does the Guild mean to you? How meaningful really is it? You know, is it just a hobby? Is it just a way to play with toys, you know, spin dials and twist knobs? Or is it really something precious and meaningful to you, the friendships you make? Is it something that you'd be proud to introduce to your children and grandchildren or your neighbors, as we have seen up there in Michigan, people introducing one another to it and bringing them into the family? That's what we'd like to see here at the Guild. Well, let me get off my soapbox. Let's have one more round of check-ins and see if anybody else is out there that stumbled in late that would like to check in. Please identify with your call sign phonetically, slowly, and give your name and QTH, and we'll get you on the list. This is KD5DLJ, Net Control.
KD5DLJ, KE4TLC. I just have one comment there when you get a chance there.
Dion, the mic is all yours. I can't wait to hear what you've got to say.
Well, I want to put a plug in for one of my members out there. Reverend Nat Davis Brown, his call is KK4SPZ. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, he does a Facebook Live program called Prayer Changes Things. So I just want to put a plug in for him on Facebook. He does a Facebook Live every Monday at 7 p.m. So I'm sure you'd like to, somebody you know, to join if you have a chance. KU4TLC.
Well, thank you, Dan. You know, you just revealed a little bit more about yourself there, and I appreciate that. We all know that amateur radio avoids politics and religion, but you know, we are who we are, and we all come to the table with a set of values, and those values are really what makes our friendships meaningful. And so I know I have run into many, many people in amateur radio and right here in the Guild that have a deep faith and a biblical worldview that makes a difference in their lives and in their relationships with others and in the level of commitment to things that have value. And no, we're not going to debate and discuss and Bible thump or anything here in the Guild, but we do want to know who you are. It's more than just everybody knows your name. It's where everybody knows who you are. And in communication like this, your colors come out. Your colors show in the tone of your voice and how you show respect for one another. And I have found nothing but respect for each other here in the Guild. And I have a feeling that personal faith has a lot to do with that. And it doesn't mean that you know, we're all very regular, active churchgoers. That's not what makes somebody a religious person or a person of faith. It's a set of values that you you live by. How you live, that's what's really important. And, of course, other things are important, too, but that's for another time and another place. So, Dion, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for your boldness. And we want everybody to feel comfortable in revealing those innermost parts of themselves to the rest of us here in the group, knowing that they will be treated with respect and not put down, not discouraged, just like with the ones that are licensed versus those that are non-licensed. Us hams have no intention of putting down people that don't have a license or belittling them or putting pressure on them. This community is about more than just that. And I think you all agree with that wholeheartedly. Any other check-ins, any general check-ins before we close down the net, please call Net Control. My name is Denny, call sign KD5DLJ.
Net Control, Golf 7, Oscar Kilo, India. Wayne, Southern UK. I'll have to make this quick, Denny.
Yes, Wayne, welcome. So glad you're here. The microphone's yours.
Okay, yeah, well, it's a typical Monday night here, so Monday nights are typically horrendous for me. Coming into the emails from the weekend from customers and the night shift that covered the weekend, usually come into 1,500 or so emails, which takes me a good while to get through. Yes, my Cisco phone has turned up, so I've sent a support ticket off to Ham Shack Online so they can get me set up for provisioning, and hopefully I'll get that set up as soon as possible. I haven't even had time for a cup of coffee yet, and it's 22 minutes past 11 here in the evening on Monday. So I'm going to go out and make a cup of coffee, but I've been listening to the net, but as I say, I haven't had real chance to get in because I've just been hectic, so I've had it running in the background. So thanks for picking up the net. Hopefully Bob's okay. I'm sure he will be, and we're all good here, and I'll get back with you guys as soon as I possibly can. So I'm not going to repeat what I said on Saturday. I think pretty much most people heard what I had to say on Saturday with my vision for the guild with Jason, and we're both on the same page, and I'm not going to repeat all that, and I just simply don't have time to repeat it all now anyway. But I think people that have spoken to me at length pretty much know that my feelings and thoughts on it anyway. So with that, I'll hand it back to you, and I'll let you wrap it up, and I'm going to go and get myself a cup of mud. And Chris, you didn't mention in your list of names, you didn't mention your brother Mud, Chris. I'm very disappointed with that. We're going to have to talk about that. I'm the Captain Mud, and you know it. Anyway, all right, Denny, leave you to it, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. G7OKI.
1,500 emails. Wayne, how did you get that job? Oh, my goodness. That would be overwhelming. I bet you're sick and tired of looking at a computer by the end of your day. How can you keep being involved in all this stuff? You're amazing. Yeah, you're inspiring, too. Thank you for your vision and for sharing Saturday morning at the Breakfast Club. Both you and Jason were very inspiring. Appreciate you all so much. Well, I think that probably about wraps it up. Let me just run down the list here. I'm looking on the Guild QSO and Nets channel here on TeamSpeak. There are several that are lurking, as somebody put it. But I want to recognize it. We see you here. We know you're probably listening, and we welcome you. We don't even want to force people to talk if they don't want to. You're perfectly welcome to just join in and listen. And if there's something you can come away with that means something to you or will make your amateur radio hobby more enjoyable, then it's been worth it. But we've got 9W2EUV. We've got G1BOP. KC8QCH. KD9AC, KJ4GMU, M6IXY, BK2DY, YC4JHY, /2. Let's see, on the Zello side, what have we got over here? That I don't recognize. We've got Dave, 29HS150. Oh, there's a Hemsphere fella. That's cool. I've done some Hemsphere. I had quite a nice-looking radio I put together in the Hemsphere program. We got G0DIH. We've got 27IRN808. We've got, who else here? Of course, we've got Jason's Crosslink. That's the one that's bringing it over to the IRN. We've got Andrew Albertson, Liam Lyons. We got KB5ULD, Philip. W0JAY, Jay, he's a moderator. He may not be listening, but anyway, so good to have everybody listening even, and I hope maybe next time you'll feel more inclined to jump in and introduce yourselves. Again, we offer a lot here in the Guild. There's a Facebook page, a Facebook group, our own community portal, digicomcafe.mn.co, where we talk about all things digital. We've got Zello channels, anything you want to are interested in to monitor if you don't have a radio. We've got TeamSpeak with multiple channels. And I'm thinking one of the things that I look at when I see TeamSpeak that we don't hear a whole lot about is the ability to create our own channel and experiment with cross-linking, cross-mode operation. You can have a channel, just think, you could have a channel for your own amateur radio club or for your own interest, password it so only those that you want in the group can be a part of it, and experiment away. That's what it's all about, and what a wonderful platform to be able to do this with. We're so glad for the technical team behind all this that makes it possible. And we've got all kinds of RF modes to get involved in too. Again, the All-Star nodes, All-Star 47374, the Guild, 31626 is DMR on the Digicom Cafe, 27619 is the All-Star for Digicom Cafe. We've got Echolink, the Guild conference server. I mean, there's just so many ways that we can enjoy this VoIP technology with the internet and cell towers being our propagation mode. And don't let anybody kid you. It's all radio. It's just a little different. And that's not for everybody. We're not pushing it down anybody's throat. But what a sweet fellowship we have here on the Guild. Thank you all for joining us on the net tonight. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening with your family and your hobby. And stay tuned for Wednesday when Sean will be doing the coffee net. And thank you, too, to Thomas for his efforts in recording this. And share the link with people that you think might be interested. Just another way for all of us to help build the Guild. BG Bros, this is KD5DLJ, Net Control, in place of Bob for the Monday Night Friendship Net. We will now return this talk group back to its normal use and look forward to talking to you more casually in all of the different platforms. 73, KD5DLJ, we'll be clear.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.